All right. So let's go back to... All right, everyone. So this is Grimm's adult... I don't know. It's not really... Is it hentai if it's made in the West? I guess. I don't know.
I mean...
Anyway, this is...
In a hentai style.
Yeah, it's hentai style. So maybe, you know what? We'll do that. This is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're still in waifu month. Don't forget. And I promise... Hold on.
Yeah.
I promise I'll be giving you guys that discipline that I said I was going to give you last week. It's going to be next week, okay? I'm going to try to do pretty much all discipline because I want to finish that game up. But since we're still in waifu month, we have True Love, which I just got today. This is by the creator of Love and Sex Second Base, which made him $385,000. Wow. This game, though, it's not on Steam. Trust me. Type it in. You won't find it. Look for links, you won't find it. Either it got pulled or I don't know what happened, but it's gone. So you can only get it on itch.io or gog.com, which it came on today. And you can get it for about 10% off. So it's like, so it's 10 bucks. 10 bucks, guys. A 20-hour game, and it also has work. It has voice work from Miss Moonified, who we remember from the Lust Theory games. Remember, she retired. So now we can hear her as an anime girl this time.
50 cents per hour. You're getting a good deal.
Okay. Visions from other worlds fill my mind. Grand, vast landscapes stretching far past what my eye can see overflow with possibility. Empty canvases waiting to be painted on. Then in an instant, I'm transported into a dense forest surrounded by thick swaths of alien fauna. I reach my hand towards a leaf, recoiling when it's surprisingly cold and sticky to the touch. And in another blink of an eye, I'm in a city of architecture far too grand and intricate in scale to be from Earth. Buildings intertwine as if guided with a needle. Entire structures seem balanced precariously on pins, and yet there's nobody in sight. I stand there for several moments searching for life, only for life to find me. A tap on my shoulder prompts me to freeze. The significance of this moment is not lost on me. I'm about to be the first human being to make contact with an alien race. I take a deep breath, steel myself, and...
Uh-oh, the vibrator went off.
I'm torn from my dream by the buzzing of my phone by my bedside. With a groan, I reach over it and slap at it a few times before finally grasping it and bringing it to my ear. Yeah?
Hey, are you up?
The voice on the other end of the line is Sarah, one of my best friends since childhood. Sure. Hold on, we're gonna have to raise her voice a little, because I can't hear her. Oh, it is raised.
How about turn the music down a little bit so you can hear the...
Yeah.
Why? Did you forget what today is?
No, I totally know what today is. I'm just testing you? Damn, the music might be still too loud. What is your first name?
Oh, I already know what that's gonna be.
At least you're not that dense.
What'd I do to deserve this abuse so early? I'm tired. You know, I was having a very nice dream about aliens before you called. There were spaceships and everything.
It's Monday. As in, first day of college Monday. And you're pretty late already.
I almost dropped my phone in my haste to scramble out of bed. I knew that, totally. Was, just testing you, just a big joke.
Really? So you'll be here in 5 minutes?
Total? Ah! My foot catches on my nightstand as I struggle to pull my pants up, sending me sprawling across the floor with a painful thud.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just walked into a streetlight?
Well, be careful. I'll see you soon, yeah?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's say... Yep, totally, 5 minutes.
Technically 4 now.
Yeah. Even better.
If you say so. See you soon, then.
A soft click lets me know she's hung up on me. I don't have time to worry about little details like breakfast as I barrel out the door on Mach 10. I'm surprised I even remember to throw on an iron white shirt. As Sarah just informed me, today's the first day of college, and it'd be quite the poor first impression if I showed up late. Thankfully, I live quite close. Unfortunately, I still barely left myself enough time to get there, and I'm already starting to sweat underneath the scorching rays of the sun. I sprint past familiar shops and sights, panting heavily, before finally the college is in sight. Paradise College, named after Paradise Valley, the town where I live. It's an older building. I remember walking past it as a kid and imagining what could be happening within those walls. One time when I was 10, I crafted a whole scenario where there was some kind of cult hiding and plotting to take over Paradise Valley. I scared myself so bad I didn't sleep for 2 days. Sarah ended up having to snap me out of it. Fortunately for me, my reminiscing doesn't stop me from expertly maneuvering through the maze-like hallways of the building and arriving at my class. I'm just in time to see the last of my group funneling into the room. Trying to play it cool, I joined them. Hearing Sarah call me from across the room, I quickly snag a seat by her.
I'm actually surprised. I thought you were lying about being on your way already.
Heh, don't you know better than to doubt me by now?
It's because I know that I doubt you.
She rolls her eyes in an exaggerated manner, then pauses and pulls a face. I sit confused as she leans over, examining my outfit. What?
Your shirt is inside out.
She smirks as I begin hastily pulling at my outfit to confirm her suspicion. Of course she's right. Before I can do anything about it, the teacher begins to speak.
All right, class, listen up.
The authority in her voice causes the few pairs chatting between themselves to quickly settle down and pay attention.
My name is Miss Wilson. I've met most of you already at graduation, so I won't spend too long getting started.
Sounds German.
First, however, your class president, Mary,
will like
a few words.
Sprechen Sie English?
Sprechen Sie Dutch?
Gosh.
Class president, I don't remember a vote.
I love gold, Mr. Pepper.
I shrug it off as a beautiful, mature-looking girl steps up to take Miss Wilson's place.
Thank you, Miss Wilson, for the introduction. And hello, everyone. My name is Mary, and on behalf of Paradise College, welcome. As your class president, I hope to help foster an ideal learning environment for you all, which means that if anyone has any problems of any kind, please come to me. If I can't personally help, I'll do my utmost to find someone who can.
Personally? Okay.
I knock at the door interrupts her before she can continue, the entire class hanging in silence as Miss Wilson heads over to answer it.
Hello.
After a short, muffled exchange out of sight, she returns alongside a rather strangely dressed student. I catch a few of the other boys in class staring as she makes her way to a seat near me. It's almost a striking contrast between the slutty stranger and the prim and proper class president.
So anyway, I hope you all have a great time here, and I'll be doing all I can to make sure that that's the case.
A little shaken after being interrupted mid-stride, Mary seems content with ending her speech prematurely, smiling politely at the class before taking a seat in the front row. Miss Wilson takes the stage once more and begins running the class through some information I struggled to take in, instead quickly zoning out after she mentions monthly exams.
That's all for today.
A few students sigh in relief, myself included. As soon as she finished briefing us on the college itself, Miss Wilson went a mile a minute, without mercy for those of us who were still half asleep on her first day.
Now that you all should have settled in, tomorrow we can start our lessons proper. Can Lucy, Mike, and you there please stay behind for a few minutes?
I groan.
You? Have you already done something wrong?
I don't think so.
Well, let's walk home together. We barely had time to talk today.
Sure. I don't know how long I'll be, though.
I'll go grab us some snacks then. There's a bakery just next door. I'll meet you at the entrance.
I nod, and Sarah joins the rest of the class in filing out towards their freedom. Filing out! I watch longingly as they leave, eventually leaving only a handful of students left. Myself, a slightly overweight guy I assume to be Mike, and the Gyaru-looking woman who joined late. Mary is also still sat stiff in the front row watching the others leave, just like me.
Lucy, Mike, please, wait outside while we talk.
Dread fills my heart as the pair trudge begrudgingly away, leaving me alone with the two women. Mary stands, striding gracefully over to me. She isn't overly tall, but her posture is impeccable, and since I'm still sitting, she somewhat towers over me.
So you're... right?
Yeah, did I do something wrong?
Oh no, not at all. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm working with some of the faculty to try and create a tutor system in the college to start helping a few students who are struggling. And a quick glance at the student files tells me that you're one of the highest achieving students in class.
I am?
Oh yes, So I was hoping to ask if you'd mind helping us jumpstart the program by becoming the first tutor.
Okay.
I can see a faint twinkle of excitement in her eye. She seems genuinely passionate about this idea to the point where I'd feel too guilty saying no. Well, sure thing.
Great! I'm very glad to hear it.
Who could need help already, though? It was our first day.
I'm a little concerned about one of the girls in this class. I'm sure you noticed Lucy arriving late.
Lucy the whore.
Yeah.
Lucy the whore. Always good for us.
Lucy, short for Lucifer.
Oh,
Lucifer.
I was thinking least woman.
Oh, well, she's also kind of lit. She's definitely a Lucy.
Loose morals.
Yeah. Just between you and me, who would show up late to their first day of college? Yeah, who'd be so careless?
I talked to the faculty and agreed to fast track the two of you working together as a test for the system.
I already know this is going to turn into that one that we watched. That's also a hentai, but it's also a game.
You're being really proactive about this class president thing, huh? Her smile grows, a hint of pride appearing on her expression.
Thank you. I've been working very hard.
If you notice that Lucy looks a lot like that character from that other one.
Yeah.
If I can tell you the truth, it's been quite exhausting.
You need to take a break once in a while, you know. I mean, that's an admirable goal, but you can't help anyone if you work yourself to death.
I know. You're right.
She sighs, looking down for a moment. Well, I'll do my part. I'll make sure Lucy's passing all her tests, yeah? That should take a load off.
Yeah, the teacher's artwork looks a little flat compared to the other.
Yeah, I noticed that. Thankfully,
That'll be a great help. Do you mind staying behind a while longer and I can introduce the two of you?
Okay.
Actually, I've got to meet a friend.
No problem. You seem responsible, so I'll leave organizing Lucy's sessions down to you.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, and by the way, your shirt is inside out.
Is it that obvious? I sigh and nod. Yeah, I know. See you tomorrow, Mary. She waves off as I step outside to the hallway, Lucy quickly being called in after me. I'm about to leave to meet up with Sarah when the other classmate waiting, Mike, interrupts me. Hey, I overheard that conversation. That was smooth, man. What are you talking about? You just got in with two of the hottest girls in class at once. The hot class president and the slutty slacker, it's like from a dream. One-on-one study sessions with a Gyaru girl? Straight out of a trashy porno, I'm telling you.
I'd read that comic book, Slutty Slacker. I'm gonna have to write that down.
I didn't get in with them. I was just being... Wait, you eavesdropped on me? Well, I needed something to do after the only girl in the hallway rejected me. Seriously, that was legendary. I was just being nice, man. I wasn't trying any plays. Being nice? I should try that next time. Hey, I'm Mike. You're Grim, right? We should hang out sometime. We can help each other with the ladies. I saw you this morning with that other girl, too. The one with blue hair? That's just Sarah. We're friends. Sure. That's how it starts. Listen, I've got a bit of a reputation around these parts, man, so I've got the worst luck with these chicks. See? It's looking like my time might be up in that sense. I figure it's about time to start passing down my wisdom to the next generation. Thanks. I keep that in mind. I'll see you in class. I nod awkwardly and begin walking away. Behind me, the classroom door opens, Lucy stepping out behind me and quickly catching up.
So, like, you're my new tutor?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
How are you supposed to teach me when you can't even, like, get your shirt on properly?
I woke up late, okay? The scowl on her face quickly melts away as I snap, a loud, boisterous laugh taking its place.
Ew. I, like, thought you'd be a big, nerdy bore, but you're sort of a slacker, too, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Nope, you're totally a slacker. You even got the bedhead and bags under your eyes.
Slap my cock against your forehead.
Ah!
Slack it up.
I do.
I bet you stayed up all night playing video games. Going out with friends or something, too.
No!
You're, like, blushing. You totally did.
How did she see through me so easily?
Setting yourself like a drag still. Do we have to? I'm sure we can find something
a
little more fun for both of us to do.
Okay.
Like what? She winks at me seductively.
Gotta go. See you later.
With a smirk and a wave, she darts away down a separate hallway, leaving me stunned. Maybe Mike was onto something after all. I'm gonna start fixating on his words until I remember that Sarah's still waiting on me.
Gonna have to save that open-faced taco for later. Go get me some cupcakes.
Not wanting to keep her waiting, I rush to the entrance.
There you are. They started to wonder where you were.
Yeah. Exactly where she said she'd be, Sarah stands smiling at me, holding two small paper packets. She hands me one inside a warm, savory pastry.
Extra cream.
What? Sorry about that. The class president wants me to tutor the girl that showed up late.
Really? Why you?
Apparently I did really well on the exams or something.
Hey, well done. You're way smarter than you give yourself credit for, you know?
Wow, what a friend. You really look dits compared to what other people think of you.
Yeah, like you keep telling me.
I keep telling you because you never listen.
She playfully knocks on my head before taking a giant bite of her treat, which looks to be at least 90% icing. I'm pretty sure she only buys me treats like this so she feels less guilty about the amount of sugar she consumes, but I'm not complaining. Never listening is just one of my many endearing traits, right?
Sure. Whatever you say.
Come on, give me the benefit of the doubt just this once.
It's hard to do that when I can still see the pit stain from when it really sprinted here this morning. Because, you know, you overslept?
My armpits too? Oh, come on. And of course she's right. Come on, all day?
Yeah. I'd have told you this morning, but I didn't want to put you in a bad mood for the rest of the day. Also, I sort of felt bad for you. I mean, you went the entire day looking like you do. What an impression to me.
What a friend.
You went the entire day looking like you do.
You look like shit. You know what you look like. I know what you look like. You're a fucking mess.
I feel like
that's
I need to
do.
I feel like I need to step in to stop her.
Talk you up.
Now I'm embarrassed. I don't know if I even want this cinnamon roll anymore. I smirk as Sarah, without a word, reaches over and picks the roll from my hands. She plays right into my ploy. She takes a giant bite, then seeing my expression tries to defend herself, clearly embarrassed.
You can't let it go to waste. These were expensive.
Oh.
I laugh and ruffle her hair. Soon enough, the conversation turns towards more meaningless topics, like what shows she watched last night. Huh. Soon enough, I'm waving goodbye as
double
I enter...
Double penetration, huh? That was on Fox?
Well, shrugging off the burden of my backpack, now overloaded with work. Having had my sleep interrupted this morning, I'm already tired. It doesn't help that by all measures it's been a long day. Wanting to make a better impression tomorrow, I decided an early night is in order. With both Lucy and Mary depending on me to ace this tutor thing and Sarah depending on me to not embarrass her any further, I have a lot of work towards not screwing up. All of which starts tomorrow. As long as I don't oversleep again, I feel pretty optimistic about this whole college thing.
The sun's still out, you dumb.
I wake from my slumber in a violent jolt.
Tell when nighttime is.
Covered in slacker. Sweat. My panting and wheezing filling the room with a weird echo. Wait! Every time. Even in my dreams, I can never get the hot chick in bed before I wake up. Then again, it'd be nice to have a real-life girl to help for one in my sleep. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Time to start the day. Let the morning ritual begin. I eat some childish cereal in my underwear. Charming, I know. Then I go to the bathroom to brush my teeth and get dressed while jamming out to the latest K-pop song. Finally, I start packing my things while watching YouTube Let's Play videos. Should I have a shower and jerk off? Checking the clock, I realize that I don't have the time. Nah, I barely have enough time to get to college.
You have to double pump it really fast.
I leave the apartment, yes. Almost forgetting the important notebook before leaving the room would be a problem if I forgot that. So what should I do today?
Boy, he must be the Doogie Howser of college. He looks so young.
You're right.
I'm going to be a doctor.
Let's see. School? We don't have a choice there. So what do we do in the evening? Study, tutoring, exercise,
tutoring.
Fashion?
Let's get to it. I think good things can happen.
Exercise at night.
Exercise. Yeah, you want to be your best as some influencers would tell you if you didn't know already.
I guess there's nothing else for it. I'm going to have to go into college.
What I look for in a woman? A total lazy bitch. Like, where are they?
I hit the books with a passion, eager to absorb all the knowledge I can, and I drag Lucy along with me, not listening to her pleas for mercy. I'm a machine, a lean, mean workout machine. It's getting late, so I decide to go to sleep.
What? He didn't.
What should I do today? Wow, is this the game? Fashion?
I hope this ain't it.
Oops, I didn't realize the time. I need to get my ass to college and fast. Definitely Oxfords and not Brogs. This black waistcoat would definitely look better with a tie-in, a double Windsor knot. I guess I should study, so I grab all my textbooks and hit them hard as I can, but not too hard.
Mr. Miyagi gave me this headband.
It's getting late, so I decided to go to sleep. Okay, what should I do today? Oh, we have shopping? Work?
Let's do some tutoring, too.
And more study. Oh, energy is going down.
You gotta rest at some point.
Oh, yeah. I have $50 in my pocket. What should I buy?
Not much in them all.
Buy an umbrella, buy an energy drink, protein bar, books, clothes, or nothing.
Now, Wally World, you can get you quite a outfit for $50.
So convenient for a quick strip off and suit up.
Oh, yeah.
I left the mall with no money. The harder I work, the more tiresome it seems to get, so I just do the bare minimum to get to the end of my shift. I'll be good for nothing if I don't slow down and chill out a while. What should I do today? Study?
How about rest, tutor, and...
study?
Yes, study or exercise. You gotta do exercise pretty intermittent.
Time to take a break and get my head down for a little rest.
This is like speed through your life in a matter of moments.
Yeah, Lucy and I hit the books together. I'm really trying as hard as I can to make it work. I don't know how we could do better. This is actually starting to hurt more than a little, but no pain, no gain, I guess. Getting late, so I decide to go to sleep. What should I do today? School?
Tutoring. If you keep tutoring, you'll break her down. She's like, just let me do something nasty to you.
Walking down the hallway, I can see Miss Holcroft in a heated debate with Lucy. It's always fun if you like watching two giant pairs of tits bouncing around, which of course I do.
Why are you still coming to this school when you're getting grades like this?
I don't know why you're treating it like a big deal. I can totally catch up in the exams. Besides, it's not like I just can't redo it a year or anything.
You're practically begging to fail.
You know how fucking expensive college is, and you're talking
to
me to redo it.
I expect to be out of college by the end of the month.
What do you expect me to do to improve my grades? You're pissing the bastard right now.
What?
I don't think I've ever seen Miss Holcroft go so red so fast.
Oh my god, you actually thought about it? You're such a pervert.
Don't you dare call me that, young lady. You look like a slut in that outfit. You've no right to speak.
Man, this must be a German school.
Hey, hold on just a minute there, Miss Holcroft.
What do you want? I'm not done talking to Lucy.
I'm pretty sure you remember it's against college policy for any teacher to use verbal slurs like that. Do I need to talk to the principal about this?
No.
Then I recommend you finish getting ready for our class and stop harassing Lucy.
Fine.
I'd like to see some red fish.
Holcroft walks away in an annoyed huff. I don't mind her walking away. I can watch that booty all day long. You okay?
Booty?
Yeah, I'm fine. Holcroft has no right to call you that. I was kind of scared she'd grab you or something.
I mean, she's not wrong calling you a slut. If you wanted to give me better grades, I would totally suck on her clit for them.
You're really an adamant one, aren't you, Lucy?
If she doesn't like my makeup, she could always just coat my face with her pussy juice.
And that is the point of too much information, Lucy. I don't know if I'm going to have nightmares and wet dreams about that for a week.
Sorry, didn't mean to subject you to that.
It's okay, just know if she ever tries anything, you can ask me for help.
Thank you, really appreciate that.
Mary and Sarah up here, the Prez eyeing Sarah like a hawk, it's frightening.
Oh, hey Mary. Hi Sarah.
Hey Lucy.
Wow, you look beautiful as always.
Aw, so do you?
Thanks. If you two are done with the needless compliments, let's get to class now, please.
Sorry, Mary.
Mary! What do you want, the moon? How about a lasso it up? Pull it right down for you, Mary.
So come on, moon.
Alright.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
I do the very best I can to get some effort out of Lucy as we study together, but it's not exactly a piece of cake. What in the hell does that word mean? Is it even in the damn dictionary? It's getting late, so I decide to sleep. Wow. Seventh of Autumn. Well, so here's the game. At least at the moment.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to be doing. It's 20 hours.
20 hours of this? How many years is that? Like 40? Oh, I'm working at a dead-end job, hoping to retire someday. What? It's over. The sweet release of death.
Well, it is a raising sim, and when they mean that, they mean you're building your character up to, you know...
Man, only... Energy is the only thing you're really building right now, it looks like.
You only get three girls. Sarah, Mary, and Lucy. Yeah, I mean, it was, this was kind of like a test for his love and sex game, which we've already looked at, and that game's like, oh, wow, I'm mowing the lawn, it's so much fun. Like, that game is like this on steroids.
His sister's always walking around in her panties, and then
he moved in. He has these girls move in, remember? And one of them's the real dark gothic one, and the other one
seemed like it was gonna be okay.
Oh my, that's the one that made $385,000.
Oh well.
I mean, I looked at it, but it's just like, oh, people love it. People love it on Steam right now. I can show you on the most popular.
No, I believe you.
Because I actually have that. Oh no, I have it shortcutted. I have the most popular adult game shortcutted on my fucking phone. Alright, so. Oh wow, Future Fragments has gone down. It's no longer the most popular game now. Ugh. Okay, so. Let's see, what was it? Ooh, it might have gone down a little bit. It was up there, but it's not up there now. Oh yeah, it went all the way down. Love and Sex Second Base? Shit, this game... Let's see here. Very positive reviews. It's got... Let me see, how many people played this shit at once? 400 and... What? Only really? Really? Only 458? Yeah. Only 458. I thought there would be more. That's their all-time peak was 458 people. Damn. I thought they would have a lot more people play it than that. So... Alright. Well, I guess... I mean, like I said, by the way, Future Fragments is out, guys.
I think maybe the first play of it's... maybe it's a super slow starter.
I mean, like I said, it didn't have that many people. It was only 458. People love Peeping Dorm Manager, but I absolutely hated that. I thought that was boring. Yeah, you didn't play that one. But that one's... I thought it was really boring. I didn't like it that much. The hentai is amazing in it. Because it's all 3D, you know, renders and stuff. It looks really great. It looks like you're watching an anime. That's how good it is. Yeah, yeah, it's real good.
Well, that sounds
good. But, Yeah, like I said, it didn't do as good as, I mean, it did better than Love and Sex Second Base. Which, I mean, $385,000 is nothing to scoff at, but... This one...
I mean, as far as the story goes, it doesn't seem like you have much choice in...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of different events, because it says there's... I mean, for anybody that's kind of on the fence about this one... Because it says it on, it's on GOG. So let me see. I'm going to actually read what it says right now, because that would be the most... It's considered a casual game, by the way. So, basically, it's got three girls, 300,000 words of story, fully voiced and animated girls, we've seen that. 70 plus events, so there's 70 different events in the game. There's 20 plus animated sex scenes. We haven't seen any of those. There's
the hour 15 before you get there.
There's 10 plus activities in the game. And there's 70 plus different CG, which doesn't count variations. There's 30 plus locations to visit. There's 4 dating spots. It does have polyamorous relationships, and there is 8 plus endings.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like it's good. It just seems like you're going to have to play a while before you get
Yeah, and it's, and it's 30% off right now on GOG. It's originally $15, which is how much it is on itch.io right now. But if you get it on GOG, it's only $10.49. That's in English. I mean, that's in USA. It might be a little different.
Well, yeah. You think pounds are like at least double what...
And there's also another game of his that came out, but it's only an hour long. Leap of Love. I was going to play that at some point, but I probably won't play it right away. Now, this game... Oh, it doesn't even have a... Wow. It doesn't even have... Usually they have a too long to beat counter that tells you how long the game is, but the only thing I can see is that the game is 20 hours long. It might not even be that long. It said it was 20 hours long in the trailer, because I watched the trailer for it, and that's where I found out, you know, how long the game was. There's a trailer on Itch. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with another great hentai game. Well, I mean, you know, it had some suggestive shit, but...
Suggestive? Oh, that's...
I mean, that
teenage.
Was more...
That's rated T for teen.
Talking about the pussy juice and all that crazy shit,
oh,
that's
a... way worse stuff when I was a teenager.
All right, that's fair.
That's it. I drank pussy juice. It wasn't as viscous as you hoped.
Yar! The catch of the day!
Do you feel your thirst is quenched? Feel like a snail just crawled across my tongue.
Alright! So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more great hentai games. Stay tuned.